not in use for 800.
I didn't say a word to him. What did I say?
I got a bun. There you
go. The what?
All right, it's 6 o'clock. I need to get Steve under control. So I guess I'm going to call this meeting to order. I'm going to call the Monday, July 9th, 2012 Cheney County Planning Commission meeting to order whenever Rick's done. Or Dave. I have no control whatsoever. I've got this hammer. I'll throw it at them if they don't quiet down.
It's only a wooden hammer.
That's true. Okay. Establishment of a quorum, please.
Okay, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Sean Figleton.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton. We have established a quorum.
Okay, would you like to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and are held for each Division 3 application, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter into evidence the Taney County Development Guidance Code as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site, followed by any questions for staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet has been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The Planning Commission may allow further comment. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The regular meeting will be scheduled 1 week from tonight's meeting. At that time, the projects will be reviewed and voted upon by the Planning Commission. The regular meeting is a public meeting. However, no additional public comments will be taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Looks like we've got one item tonight on the agenda as far as the public hearing goes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Von Allman Mini Storage. And do we have a representative here for that? I assume. I know there's somebody else here, I think.
Yep.
That is our representative. Okay, very good. You want to go ahead and present that exhibit?
Okay. And, okay, the applicant is Levon Allman. The project is a mini storage facility project. It's located in the 1600 block of Sycamore Church Road, in the Branson Township, Section 13, Township 23, Range 22. The applicant, Levon Allman, is requesting approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of a mini storage facility. The subject property consists of two 7.5-acre meets and bounds described tracts of land, with, of course, the total land area being 15 acres. The current application was approved for concept on June 18th of this year. This is the property in question. Like I said, it is currently two parcels. The applicant is proposing to utilize this 15-acre area in the 1600 block of Sycamore Church Road as a mini storage facility. The applicant is seeking approval of a Division 3 permit allowing for the construction of a mini storage facility with a total of 22 storage buildings with 40 units each for a grand total of 880 storage units upon build out. The applicant has indicated at this time that he will initially seek Division 2 permits for the construction of possibly one or two buildings, so basically 40 to 80 storage units initially. The applicant has indicated that the vacant area shown on the site plan adjacent to Sycamore Church Road, so it's my understanding that a portion of this vacant area here would also be utilized for outdoor storage at this time. The adjoining property to the north is currently utilized both as a single-family residence, and then they are also using that also for an electrical contracting company as well. The adjoining property to the south falls within the corporate limits of the city of Branson and has also been platted as the residential portion of the Branson Commerce Park subdivision. Immediately adjoining the property to the west, of course, is Sycamore Church Road, and then a little further to the west is the Horizon Hills subdivision. The adjoining property to the east is a light residential use. It's the Vista Park subdivision. In review, the applicant has indicated that a 6-foot-tall chain link fence will be provided around the entire mini storage facility. The staff has recommended that if the applicant's going to utilize chain link fencing, that he also provide slats within the fencing along the southern property boundary in order to ensure that the fencing is opaque, providing somewhat of a buffer between the property in question and the residential subdivision to the south. Verbally, the applicant has also stated that he would also be agreeable to some form of vegetative buffer there as well. The applicant is basically also proposing to preserve a large portion of the existing wooded area between the mini storage facility and that Vista Park subdivision to the east. So basically, this area here, they're really not proposing to develop. It's my understanding that that area would remain wooded, and that's really the steepest part of the property as well. Per the provisions of Appendix K of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, RV or outdoor storage areas are required to have security fencing and lighting. The mini storage facility will be served by a commercial driveway off of Sycamore Church Road. The applicant has indicated that the storage facility will not have an on-site office facility at this time anyway, and will therefore not require access to water or sewer service. The proposal, however, as we've stated, is contiguous with the corporate limits of the city of Branson. The planning staff received an initial response from Joel Hernickel, the senior planner with the city of Branson, via an email that basically stated, without the provision of water and sewer service, the city of Branson will not require annexation of a property contiguous with the current city limits. However, we feel it's an unrealistic assumption to think water nor sewer service will never be connected to this property. The city of Branson is now indicating that they do have a number of concerns about the proposal based upon the location, the type of proposed land use, extension of sewer facilities, impact on residential property in the area, basically setting a precedent for future development, and also that commercial or light industrial land is currently available in the Branson Commerce Park. I think many of these things will be expressed in greater detail at a later point this evening by Jim Lawson. Due to the addition of a large amount of impervious surface, a stormwater management plan would be required. And the project received a score of negative 10 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, waste disposal service, use compatibility, building bulk and scale, and lot coverage. And in summary, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, of course, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for stormwater management. Second, a compliance letter from the Fire Protection District and the Taney County Road and Bridge Department. Third, a 6-foot-tall opaque privacy fence shall be provided between the property in question and the Branson Commerce Park to the south. At least a 25-foot-wide natural vegetative buffer shall be preserved along the eastern property boundary between the property in question and the adjacent subdivision. Fourth, the outdoor storage area shall have security fencing and lighting in place. Fifth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward the adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Sixth, should the development require the provision of sewer service in the future, the property owner shall connect to Branson Municipal Sewer. Seventh, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Eighth, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. And finally, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And we've taken just a couple of pretty brief videos here. Let's see. Here it goes. And we did just a quick 360 here in the front. It's really a pretty wooded lot at this point. And did just a kind of a quick 360 view. And then I think I walked down just to show the front of the property here.
I saw you had traffic control out there working the streets.
And then we've got just a second brief video. And this is a video view from the Branson Commerce Park to the south, looking to the north, basically.
No, that's pretty tight.
And so this was really... These were really about the only views I could give you of the property with
you
me.
Didn't want any,
of
your butt. You didn't want any kicks and chairs?
I could have walked through it. But
Okay, so that's it for your part. Now, we've got, we do have a representative here. I know they're over there somewhere. I can't quite see over the thing. And generally speaking, we'll have the representative come up first and add anything they would like to add. And then we'll get to the folks that want to speak for the public hearing, and then we'll give the representative a chance to respond to any questions or anything like that. So if you would like to come, there is somebody there, right? Okay, I thought. All right. If you'd like to come on up and.
I feel like that Bob explained it well there.
Okay.
It's a piece of property that we've owned for 15 years.
Okay.
And I think he's explained that. I really don't know what I'm going to add to that.
Okay, very good.
Unless you have some questions at this point. But I probably will want to respond.
That's fine. That's generally what we let you do, is make sure that we can answer any questions some other folks may have if you had anything to add, but it sounds like it was covered pretty well. Okay. First up on the list is Philip Lopez.
Planning Commission, thank you. It's my first time in front of you. I'm Phil Lopez. I am a managing member of Branson Commerce Park Land Company, which is the owner of Branson Commerce Park. And so I'd just like to publicly state for the record that it just doesn't seem to make sense to us who invested quite a bit of money into Branson Commerce Park, why after a master plan development such as Branson Commons Park, with only 80 acres of already zoned commercial property, with an infrastructure that's already in set, with sewer, water, telecommunications, and electricity, why the zoning committee, why you guys would want to go through zoning more commercial property just adjacent to Branson Commons Park? It will have a negative impact, especially on the lots that the gentleman took pictures from. Those are some of our premier lots. They're up to 3/4 of an acre, so some nice homes will be built there. We, when we build homes, surgically remove one of the trees that have to be built. And I would just hope that in this project, it wouldn't be just a total rip out of all the trees and the natural vegetation and the habitat that's around there. For the record, I'd like to say that we at Branson Commons Park Land Company are against rezoning any more commercial property in the area. I think that'll have a negative effect. I did leave a message for Mr. Van Allman, told him that we would be happy to work with him over on the commercial side of Branson Commons Park. I have not received a response.
Okay. Thank you. Jim Lawson.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm Jim Lawson. I'm the planning director for the city of Branson. And a lot of times in the kind of work that we do, I usually say I'm the current planning director, because you never know how long you're going to last. What I want to do is just go through some slides, and you've got a handout, and I'll try to do this kind of quickly, and I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but this is how I think, and this is how I've been trained. So, and Bob, I mentioned just a minute ago that the concerns that we have, the city has, based on location, land use, extension of sewer in the area, and the impact, and the precedent being set, and the fact that, as Mr. Lopez had indicated, there is land that can be used in the area. So let me just kind of go through this quickly, Bob.
Sorry. What is the deal here? Oh, come on. Sorry.
Looks like it's not going to let you do anything there, Bob. You might have to start over.
I don't know what the...
Well, as he's working on that, you do have a handout if you want to follow along with page two. First issue we have concern about is where it's located, and this is in a residential area on Sycamore Church Road, which is, as you know, a very, very narrow road, and this is a wooded area with the slopes, and based on the site plan that I saw, what you would normally do for many stories would be to flatten the site, and usually you don't have step downs or whatnot in many stories. So
I would say
we need to do would be to remove all the trees and the hilltop. The next issue has to do with the type of land use, and Mr. Lopez did refer to this. This is a residential area, and this type of land use is commercial, light industrial type, many warehouses, storage, those kind of things. And it might not necessarily set a precedent under your development. Normally, what happens is when you go into an area like this, and once the federal starts, then it's hard to stop it. This is not on the court. And then as it relates to the fact this is contrary to our adopting this in the future area of Branson. As you know, it is against the city limits now. So you would assume that over a period of time, it would be part of Branson. And one of the things that our consultant did the time that we worked on our plan, they type of land you would need over the period of years. Which is 6 times that, and then your total request, you have to come back to the total request of 130,000. Large type of development.
Yeah, won't even let me click out.
And the next page talks about extension of sewer, and as you are aware, in the Payne County, y'all do have a policy that says if you are within 300 feet, I think, of a sanitary sewer, that you would do that compared to putting in a septic tank. They are within 10 feet. I mean, the sewer line comes to the back of their area. Now, I know that the applicant has the mini storage. He's not going to have any wastewater at this point. And I'll show you that if we get to this next slide that we have, that this is a 15-acre tract, and I have never seen a 15-acre I think, even though it's not planned at this point, once it comes in and the rest of it is developed, then I think we will what happens like this is that they will come in after the minis are built and then request sewer, and then you've got the minis there for non-conforming use. And so we really can't do anything with it. Years been working on areas like in Bee Creek and other areas that if they are going to annex and if they are going to get sewer, they come to us to get a building permit. That's a controversial issue, but that's the way it works. And we feel like that the Bee Creek agreement allows that for new development. Now, it did grandfather in everything that was already there, but it, you know what our position is: if you're going to tie into our sewer long term, then you need to build it to our code. And then one of the drawings we have before you shows this area with the circle, and I wanted to show this because within a half a mile of this piece of property, we have over 500 residential lots. We have quite a few, almost 300 over in Meadow Ridge, and then you have those that Mr. Lopez referred to that are being developed. And my concern would be that he will not be able to develop those lots. No one's going to pay for a nice half acre lot next to a chain link fence and a mini storage. And it's been mentioned that if you have chain link, you can put the slats in. What I've found over the years is those slats make really good swords, and kids pull them out and play with them. And so a lot of communities have said if you're going to put an opaque fence, it needs to be a wooden fence. And it appears from what I have looked at that this particular property is a higher elevation than Mr. Lopez's lots. And so he could put a fence behind his property, but it's going to be above that. So this particular property really needs to have some sort of buffer there. And then one of the last drawings I have shows the layout and what I see is that he has mini storage, and he has two pieces of property on the front. One's 1.3, and the other one is 1.0, which typically are those that develop later. It could have an office there, or could have a get and go. That's what I call it, something like that. So I think, even though we are looking at the middle of it and what y'all are looking at, I think we do have to consider that we've got 2.3 acres on the front, and then we have 6.4 in the back that eventually will be developed. And so those are mainly our concerns. We do see this as a residential area. There are a lot of homes in there. This is Sycamore Church Road is a very narrow. In there, it's going to have a real impact. And there's that drawing that I was telling you about. And I would anticipate that as he starts working the site, he's going to need to push some of the hill where the minis would be back into the other piece of there, because a mini storage like that is laid out. It's going to have to be a flat site. I don't see how you could have it stair step like that.
Okay.
So those are, and I would be glad to answer any questions.
Does any of the commission members have any questions for Mr. Lawson?
And the mayor is here, and she.
Yeah, I noticed. Do you have any? Would you like to speak, Madam Mayor? Okay. I've got a comment, Jim. Just whether I like the way we do it today or not is beside the point, so I won't even get into that. But the way it stands today, if, you know, when we have a person come, which is, I'm pretty sure, way different than Branson and lots of other places, when they have to ask for something, they have to be very specific about what it is they want. And we actually suggested to the applicant that go ahead and ask for the maximum they want, or otherwise they'd have to come back. So they'd have to do the same thing as it stands today for the 1.3 acres, the 1 acre, and the 6.4. If they did do anything on that, they would have to come back and to the commission again, assuming that they're still in the county and all of that. If they're not, then there are. That probably works different. So that might be something you might let us know if we do make, because it's good for us to know as a commission on any piece of property, because we've had a couple lately. If we approve something, this one or another one, and we approve it as commercial storage, how does that affect you if you do annex it in with the other pieces of property, since we look at it very specifically?
Well, when it would come in, it would
okay.
Stay at that point. And then either if it came to you or it came to us for the front.
Yeah, let's say they want to put a get and go in there.
Yeah, it's going to be real difficult to say no, that should only be a residential house.
Right.
So, my point is that even though I'm asking for the most part, any action you take, lay out a precedent for anything else. And so, that's
especially with the city in this case, and the way you zone your stuff.
Right.
Well, I think maybe what some of us heard, it would be it lays a precedent out for us at the county side, and it may a little bit, but probably not as much as it would be effectual for you
right.
and the city
right.
side.
I just okay. can't imagine anyone would build a home in front of that
okay.
on that 1.3
okay.
like that. And then at some point, I think, and I've been doing this for 38 years, and I've been taught by, I'm a graduate of a Texas A and an M, I'm an Aggie, and so a lot of people say, well, if you're an Aggie, that 38 years doesn't count for anything. But what, you know, I think that a developer sewer, if they and so at some point, I just can't imagine a tract this large being developed without sanitary sewer and the water.
Okay.
In this case, I think that's water district 3, so it's not us.
Okay.
Sewer is us.
And the city limits, the stuff that's at Branson Commerce Park, is that water district 3 right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks. I know.
I was about to say you would. Okay, any other questions for Mr. Lawson?
I have one question. All these lots down here north of Red Wine,
yes.
are those zoned commercial?
No, these are the 14 residential lots that are part of Commerce Park, and then their subdivision, Commerce Park's residential subdivision, goes on down. And so
what is the plan used for those lots?
Residential.
Homes. Is Red Line Street in? Has it been constructed, that street?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's right. It's been built, isn't that right?
Yes. Yeah.
The infrastructure is all there, and those are single-family home residential.
There's a couple structures in that subdivision, I think.
You can see these are larger lots. But when I looked at this, I counted 14 lots that butt right up to it. And this is the Branson City Limits line, and this is their property land, too.
Are there any same lands built there yet?
No, not here. There are some in the park, right. 44 houses.
Yeah, one house has already been purchased, and there's two models.
But not adjoining this property?
No.
Not those 14 lots. Right. There's some in that subdivision.
Yeah,
sir.
But not adjoining this property.
Yeah. Correct.
How about across Sycamore Road?
There's a home right across the road, and there's a few. That's kind of a steep, if I remember right, it's a steep.
Yeah, there are a few.
Drop off
just
off
right
the road
here. Just a few.
See all these lots made out here.
Well, that's Meadow Ridge subdivision, and there are I don't know how many houses, homes there are in there, but a bunch.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how many are back in there. Over 100.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would not have to go past this property to get to that property here. The subdivision, Meadow Ridge.
Yeah.
It depends on which direction
you go. From 248.
Yes. Come on, back.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, what's kind of interesting, in order to get to Sycamore Church Road in the past, you had to come all the way around 248, but now that the Commerce Park is built, you can cut through, and a lot of people do, so.
Brings you out right there by the mountain complex or the quarry, whatever.
Yeah, about halfway up the hill there.
About halfway, yeah. But at the time this was developed, Commerce Park, it did start out as a commercial type park. Then it was felt like that it would really work well if it had residential. And it does complement the other. This is Meadow Ridge subdivision, and this is the Commerce Park in here. And so instead of bringing the commercial industrial all the way up in their land, they felt like it would be good to have this as a residential because it complements this that's already there. So it's a beautiful place, Sycamore Church Road. It's really pretty.
Well, the county's widened it considerably in the last few years. They've done a bunch of work on it.
It's probably 24 feet.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lee, you have to come back up.
Okay. First of all, Bob explained to you earlier what we were wanting to do and planning on doing. We want to comply with whatever you guys want as far as buffer zone and so forth and so on. I was taken back today by surprise that we had the people objecting that are objecting, because I did receive a phone call from a Mr. Lopez. And before I explain to you the extent of the phone call, I have it here with me on my phone, and you can hear the conversation. He left a message for me a week ago today, that he, I took it that he was trying to sell me some property. He wanted to sell me some property over in the commerce zone because he said we've got sewer and electric and everything's all designed and we've got some good places and your traffic would be better and we've got some good prices and we've got financing available. No, I didn't call back because I wasn't interested in purchasing. And that's all I thought that it was. At the end of this conversation, he said, I am not opposed to what you're doing. I'm not opposed to anybody making money. So I'm not going to object to what you're doing. So something has happened between last Monday and today that has caused, and I'm not sure what's going on there. But the phone call that I got, Bob listened to the conversation today. It's right here if anybody wants to hear it. I will be saving it, and I will be having it put down word for word so anybody can see it. I should have had it done, but I didn't have time because this took me by surprise. And of all the people, that was the last one I thought would be here to object. And, you know, I could see maybe where a neighbor living around might be concerned. Of course, the neighbor on the one side already got a business, so I was pretty confident that he wouldn't be upset. And my only concern was this development next door. And then I was assured a week ago today that there was no problem for Mr. Lopez. And that, but he would like to sell me some property. And had some good prices and he would finance it. I'm not interested. So, as far as the, a statement was made that we would have to go in there and do dozing. What we have proposed is it's all level ground. So there's not going to be any stair steps. That's why we started with the property, the building. Where we did, because on the back side of the property it does, and it's going to have to be stair steps. So we're not even going to touch that.
That's 6.4 acres or whatever you're referring to.
We don't want to touch that because I built here in Branson before. I built a hotel here in downtown Branson, and I do realize you dig down a few feet and you hit rock, and that could be a major expense. So I just don't even consider that. So that back part, no, nothing. And we went with the part here. Of course, I was thinking the very front part up there, possible outside storage for like boats, campers, trailers, stuff like that. But I mean, we're willing to work with you guys whatever that you need. We want to build a nice building, nice facility, and run it properly. And I think it would be an asset to the community. Because all the people need someplace to store their stuff. And we are in the middle of two big subdivisions. That is a determining factor that we are looking at. My brother-in-law, who is a partner with me on this, is in the mini-storage business. He was here last meeting. And he is in the mini-storage business in Oklahoma. He has a large mini-storage. So he knows the business. And I'm really going on a lot of his expertise as far as that. He is one of the partners on that. So anyway, I was just surprised that Mr. Lopez had any objection. According to this conversation, he had none. And, any of you welcome to be here. They're recording.
Okay. I think really we're more concerned about getting the information that we need to make a decision.
Right.
And, you know, it's nice to hear what other people have to say. But really, it's for an information purposes for us to make the best decision we can. So I don't know if that would make any difference at all. So I've got anything else? Because I've got a couple of questions. Okay. Just to confirm, and it's really a couple of things that were brought up. In the past, you know, we've had some commercial businesses, some small, some larger, that abuts residential in the past. And And as per our code, correct me if I'm wrong, Bob, but I believe you either have to have 25 foot of vegetative buffer or I don't know if we actually put the height on there, but, or privacy fencing. Is that right? Bob, do we say 6 foot or not? We just say privacy fencing.
It actually allows the Planning Commission a little more discretion now. It allows it to be a privacy fence, ball berm.
Okay. So one of the things that's brought up, and it's actually a pretty good point about the chain link, and that on the south side, a wood privacy fence, I don't know if that would be feasible or not for you to do. I thought I heard Bob say that you said you may even be able to do some type of vegetative buffer there.
Sure.
Is that what I heard? Is that what I understood?
Yeah, that's.
We've only got 30 feet, though.
Got 30 feet, but we can arrange that what you want.
But a privacy fence don't take up over 25 of that.
Yeah.
What's that?
The privacy fence is not very wide. You can leave the vegetative buffer in there if it's put in carefully.
Well, I'm sure he's going to want a fence up there anyway.
Yeah.
So you do,
for security.
So he's going to want it. Any storage, I think they'd want a fence either way. But and then the back portion of that is obviously way more than 25 feet as far as vegetative buffer goes. It's over 6 acres.
Yes,
and you're planning on leaving all of that natural.
Well, if you look at the contour line, you can tell that's a little bit steep.
I'm just making the statement instead of making an assumption. So, and then
but
to the north
is proposed. There is basically the trees have to be taken out, and it's a level enough to go.
Okay.
I guess I have a question. If you're done,
I'm done. I know that both of those things were brought up in public hearing, and I just wanted to address those with you personally to hear your thoughts on that. Go ahead.
But I know we encouraged you to ask for what you wanted.
Yes.
But on the other hand, I just kind of wondered kind of what your thoughts were on building. Are you going to kind of just stage it as the occupancy reaches a certain point and then build another one? Or
right.
Yeah.
We will start at the very back is what our ideals were, and like maybe a couple – fill them before you go on. It's a little foolish to spend that much money on.
Well, you're asking for so many, but on the other hand, it's we kind of like to know what's going to happen out there.
To the max is what you were asking for, and I wasn't sure what to ask.
I'm not trying to run your business at all, you just kind of wonder because that's the way it's usually done. In other words, we look up there, and you're not going to see all the buildings get there tomorrow.
No,
but that is what we're, if it was approved, that is what it would be approved for, though. So, I mean, that's, which is what we generally encourage applicants to do. Go ahead and ask for what it is that you think so we can look at it as a total project, as land use change. So, any more questions?
You're not opposed to having a vegetative in the front also,
No.
back so many feet? Because I think that's the big thing that people are concerned with, is they want to look across the street out of one of these big houses. Yeah. So you could have a driveway that went back quite a ways before you had your gates.
Sure.
And then opened up into this area.
Sure.
And you wouldn't be opposed to that.
There would have to be some kind of sign or something, I'm sure.
There would be something there.
Right.
No. I mean, we're not opposed to that. We want to work with what you guys want, too. And we're not opposed.
Well, you're allowed your signage on your own property.
Property,
I mean, without a problem there.
But I mean, so there's a vegetation, we have to go.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying, everybody's concerned about these big houses across the street, looking across and seeing trailers and boats and whatever backed up to the road, and that's what it sounds like. That's going to be your outside storage.
There's a possibility.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you're going to put them somewhere because
you're
going to have an opportunity.
If I'm not wrong, there is an ordinance or a subdivision ordinance that prohibits the parking of RVs and boats across the road. And I don't know.
Different subdivisions have.
That may be their covenants.
Yeah, that's another.
If they prohibit that or outside.
They have
that may be their covenants. Yeah, inside. That's not ours.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they're not allowed to build a storage building up behind their house, or allowed to leave their boat parked or their camper, they have to go someplace with it.
Right.
Okay. Anything else?
Question about some stormwater runoff. I mean, you're required to bring a plan. Is that before we approve, or
Bob?
It's normally the way it's set up now. It's normally a condition of approval, and so basically it would potentially be approved with that being a condition that would have to be something that was taken care of prior to the issuance of Division II permits.
So we approve it with the condition that there's a stormwater management plan in place before they can pull any permits, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, that was a question I had with the drawing, with the layout of them buildings and the contour of the property. If there's homes built along the southern border, where does the majority of the runoff with this many roofs, and that's square footage, they're going to have to some control of runoff there.
Retention pond or something.
Something there to either take it to the backside of the property or you're taking it to the roadway.
Just from looking at it, from the eye, it looks like they would all go to the back down over the hill. Just the inexperienced eyeball, because it's a gradual slope backwards, and then when you get about the end of those buildings, it really drastically goes.
Okay, I'm going to defer just a minute to Mr. Lopez. He may have some information on that, if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yes, it's part of.
Stormwater.
We have one for a single home. We have one for a multifamily where that water will run into. Mr. Brown always has a
main thing. He doesn't want it to go down into the houses here.
So I've had to work with
basically from here to
there and branches to make sure that every single lot, every single property has its own stormwater retention.
Okay, thank you. I think that obviously, just like any other applicant in the county, you'll have to get with our staff, if that's approved, to make sure that they approve of whatever the stormwater management plan is and that it's appropriate, wherever you have to take that and how they choose that. Correct, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Well, if it will help the commission with information, I don't mind it then. But other than that, it's not important. I mean, as far as us making a decision from a
Not into a debate.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I'll close out the public hearing on Von Allman mini storage, and that's actually the only public hearing we've got tonight. Old and new business, Bob. I don't see much on here. I like that.
Well, basically, the county commission has scheduled their public hearing to discuss the subdivision regulations and to potentially vote on the proposed subdivision regulations.
Just the subdivision regulations, or the other stuff too?
Well, I actually advertised it for the other items as well.
Good.
And
do they know that?
I don't know if they realize everything's on there yet or not.
Okay, that's fine. But it should all be on there. I appreciate that.
It has all been advertised, and there was some confusion. It was originally advertised for 7:45 in the morning, and
okay.
It was also advertised for 9. So apparently we're going to actually have two hearings, just in case we have a group that comes in at 7:45.
And when is that?
This Thursday.
Okay. They've got a busy Thursday ahead of them. Okay. What else?
And I guess that's about all I've got at this point.
Anything from the commission?
No.
Dave's even quiet, so.
Fuck. I'm sacking my material.
That's good. All right. Well, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
All right.
We're adjourned.